Are you listening to me? And over there? Said Vorbis.
The sailor followed his extended arm. Oh, flying fish, he said. But they don't really fly, he added quickly. They just build up speed in the water and glide a little way.
One of the gods' marvels, said Vorbis. Infinite variety,
Yes, indeed, said the captain. Relief was crossing his face now like a friendly army.
And the things down there, said the exquisitor.
Them porpoises, said the captain. Sort of a fish.
Do they always swim around ships like this?
Often, certainly, especially in the waters off Ephib.
Vorbis leaned over the rail and said nothing. Simony was staring at the horizon, his face absolutely immobile. This left a gap in the conversation, which the captain very stupidly sought to fill.
They'll follow a ship for days, he said.
Remarkable.
Another pause, a tar pit of silence ready to snare the mastodons of unthinking comment. Earlier exquisitors had shouted and ranted confessions out of people. Vorbis never did that. He just dug deep silences in front of them.
They seem to like them, said the captain.
He glanced nervously at Brother, who was trying to shut the tortoise's voice out of his head. There was no help there. Vorbis came to his aid instead.
This must be very convenient on long voyages, he said.
Yes, said the captain.
From the provisions point of view, said Vorbis.
My lord, I don't quite...
It must be like having a travelling larder, said Vorbis.
The captain smiled.
Oh, no, lord, we don't eat them.
Surely not. They look quite wholesome to me.
Oh, but you know the old saying, lord.
Saying?
Oh, they say that after they die, the souls of dead sailors become...
The captain saw the abyss ahead, but the sentence had plunged on with a horrible momentum of its own. For a while there was no sound but the zip of the waves, the distant splash of the porpoises, and the heaven-shaking thundering of the captain's heart. Vorbis leaned back on the rail.
But, of course, we are not prey to such superstitions, he said lazily.
Well, of course, said the captain, clutching at this straw. Idle sailor talk. If ever I hear it again, I shall have the man flogged.
Vorbis was looking past his ear.
I say,
yes,
you there,
he said. One of the sailors nodded.
Fetch me a harpoon, said Vorbis.
The man looked from him to the captain and then scuttled off obediently.
But your lordship should not attempt such a sport, said the captain. A harpoon is a dangerous weapon in untrained hands. I'm afraid you might do yourself an injury.
But I will not be using it, said Vorbis.
The captain hung his head and held out his hand for the harpoon. Vorbis patted him on the shoulder.
And then, he said, you shall entertain us to lunch, won't he, sergeant?
Simon is saluted.
Just as you say, sir.
Yes.
Brother lay on his back among sails and ropes somewhere under the decking. It was hot, and the air smelled of all air anywhere that has ever come into contact with bilges. Brother hadn't eaten all day. Initially he'd been too ill to, then he just hadn't.
But being cruel to animals doesn't mean he's a bad person, he ventured, the harmonics of his tone suggesting that even he didn't believe this.
It had been quite a small porpoise.
He turned me onto my back, said Om.
Yes, but humans are more important than animals, said Brother.
This is a point of view often expressed by humans, said Om.
Chapter 9, verse 16 of the book of...
Brother began.
Who cares what any book says?
Screamed the tortoise. Brother was shaken.
But you never told any of the prophets that people should be kind to animals, he said. I don't remember anything about that. Not when you were, well, bigger. You don't want people to be kind to animals because they're animals. You just want people to be kind to animals because one of them might be you.
That's not a bad idea.
Besides, he's being kind to me. He didn't have to be.
You think that? Is that what you think? Have you looked at the man's mind?
Of course I haven't. I don't.